Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Rinks and Great Park Ice podcast. I'm your host, a member of the Rinks and Great Park Ice marketing team, DJ. We have a bit of a lighter episode this week. No coach's corner. They're all pretty busy with summer camps, as well as their other coaching duties. So I gave them this episode off. We'll catch up again with them in August. But I do have Michelle Lauerman on, who's a skating manager for Great Park Ice. And she came to talk off-ice classes, the benefits, and then which classes are provided. We touched on some off-ice resources that we also provided while people couldn't get on the ice. We talked summer recital, and then just how special Great Park Ice is to have skaters that range from learning how to skate all the way to elite level skaters. But before we get to that, let's do some housekeeping, and I'm going to give you some updates. As you may know, Westminster Ice is opening back up July 26th, and with that, registration is now open for some programming. Learn to Skate registration is open, so is Skating Academy, Hockey Initiation, as well as Youth and Adult Leagues. So I'll make sure to provide a link in the description to sign up for all of those. Freestyle sessions, pickup hockey, and stick time will be available at a later date. We'll make sure to share when those things are available. Registration for Fall and Rec Leagues are now open for the rest of the facilities that have been open. So make sure to register for those if you haven't already. As well as Irvine Inline, the rec leagues for adult and youth are now open, and registration for that will be closing shortly. So make sure to get registered there if you aren't already. And we're hiring. We have positions available at several facilities. I'll start with Great Park Ice. Between the rinks in particular, we have positions open for cook assistant, cashier, runner, bartender, and culinary supervisor. The culinary supervisor position is a full-time position. The rest are part-time. And then we have positions open as well for housekeeping, and then a full-time position for a training and development coordinator. So make sure to check those out. Anaheim Ice is looking for a lead associate. So is Westminster Ice. And then Lakewood Ice is looking for an operations associate. Yorba Linda Ice is looking for a lead associate and operations associate. And then Poway Ice is also looking for a lead associate and operations associate. So if any of those things interest you, or you know someone that might be interested in those positions, send them to the link that we'll have in the description, or you can visit our website. At the top of the website, there's a we're hiring button, so you can click that and see all the positions that are available. And last but not least, the U.S. Women's National Team for Ball Hockey is having a tryout at Irvine Inline. That's taking place July 24th and 25th. I'll make sure to have a link to the registration for that and more information in the description. So make sure to check that out if that's something that you're interested in. And with that, let's head over to the interview. Let's go talk to Michelle. Hello, welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us again. Today I have a special guest. I have Michelle Lauerman, and she's the skating manager for Great Park Ice. And she's here to talk about some of the off-ice classes, some other things going on at Great Park Ice. And happy to have you. How's it going?
Thank you. Thank you, DJ. Thank you for having me.
No problem. How have things been since things have kind of fully opened back up? I know figure skating's kind of been like the classes and stuff have still been going on in a small capacity over the summer, but how is it going? I guess like full tilt now.
Yes. Yeah. So we're very excited to not have capacity restrictions on the ice and get back to the full energy and excitement of our program. We were very restricted on attendance and had very long wait lists, and we're restricted, you know, doing hands-on corrections and things that are, you know, very helpful to proper training. So we've got our whole staff back and we're all back on the ice offering all of our levels, all of our classes for figure skating, hockey, introduction to skating, and, you know, doing from beginner to advanced level. So we're super excited to be, you know, getting back to where we were pre-COVID.
That's awesome. Yeah. I know the wait lists have been already like long before COVID. So that must have just compacted it more. And for sure, that's something I feel like you don't think of with like figure skating or like classes is like the hands-on of like helping and teaching and getting people in the right position to learn how to move.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And just helping kids up that can't stand and everything. Yeah. So it was, yeah, we're really happy to be able to be more helpful to the skaters now.
Yeah. I know that was, I think, an issue on the hockey side with like the learn to play of you're getting people that have never played the sport before. And it's how do you help them up if you're not allowed to physically interact with them?
Right.
But good that things have loosened up and we're back to somewhat normal.
Yes, exactly.
And then the big thing I know you guys are pushing, and we touched on it a little bit, or not touched on it, but over the summer during like the stoppage time, we were closed, like off-ice classes that we were showing online, like on YouTube, and giving skaters an opportunity to stay active and train, in particular to the sports that they are practicing. How is that for you, being able to at least provide that resource?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. So it's been great. That's one of the, definitely the silver linings of the shutdown for us, is that, you know, people were, you know, forced to do the off-ice training. And it's something, as coaches are always preaching the importance to skaters and their parents and trying to get them to understand how, you know, how beneficial and how important it is. And then, you know, during that time that was the only option, people really realized how valuable the training is. The kids that were doing the off-ice training consistently, you know, while the rink was closed, they came back very quickly to be able to do all the training they were able to do previously. But we offered, when the rink was closed, and then as we were reopening as well, we had lots of different platforms that we offered training opportunities. We'd had live Zoom classes, which was really fun. I know as coaches, we miss the skaters so much too, in that interaction with them. So that was great. We offered those for different levels, and we could actually, you know, see the kids and give them corrections. And then we had YouTube, we pre-recorded videos as well by level. So the skaters could refresh their skills, especially when they come back, you know, come back to the rink. Skaters are a little bit nervous if they, you know, might have forgotten what they were working on, and it's just a good refresher for them. And also, we've kept that as kind of an introduction for skaters too, when they're, you know, moving, maybe moving up a level or just starting skating in general, that they can, you know, that they can you know, utilize those classes. So those have been a great resource, you know, all along through this.
And I like that you said that's like a silver lining to kind of, because that became like the only aspect that we could really do things, but a lot of people to see the importance of things. And now there is off ice classes that are back, like at the facility, where you can get the like in-person coaching. So I just wanted to know a little bit more about that, as far as what's offered and what people could expect.
Yep, exactly. And so now we've, we started the off-ice classes outdoors, and now we've moved them into our indoor studio, but we're still, you know, very, have a lot of space in there. So not, you know, too tight on the capacity or anything in that space. But we offer a variety of classes for the skaters. And again, we've had a great turnout on these, because everyone's very excited to get back to, you know, group format and group offering and anything they can do here. And we have lots of variety of dance classes, including ballet and hip hop and jazz classes. We have a class called Body Works, which is a strength and conditioning class. And then we have lots of just stretch focused classes that have been very popular. A Pilates and core strength class. We just started an adult class. We call it Adult Happy Hour on Friday evenings, where the adults, it's kind of a mixed format class where they can get introduced to a variety of off ice. We have a lot of wonderful adult skaters here. And then we have another mixed format dance class too, with one of our teachers that is new to our studio, that covers a variety of dance every week. So skaters, basically when they're signing up, they can get a huge variety of offerings just, you know, through our dance classes.
I like that. And then with like the dance classes, like those are obviously beneficial with like programs and performance, because like you're learning how to move your body and like entertain in a sense and have like spatial awareness and stuff like that of what you're doing. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so beneficial for the performance and for the little ones. I think, you know, a lot of parents think they don't need it yet, but it's, you know, the sooner the skaters can start doing the off-ice training is hugely beneficial, because we find the skills we're trying to teach them on the ice, we take them off the ice and they can't even balance yet to do, say, you know, standing on one foot and, you know, things like that. And we're trying to teach them to do it, you know, on the ice, on, you know, on their thin blades. So any of that off-ice training is just going to make their progress on the ice so much faster.
That's awesome. I know I've seen through like some of our like high performance skaters sharing stuff, but doing like the Pilates and stuff. And I know I would say that I haven't done Pilates before, but it looks like it's a lot of core strength and like full body strength, which I feel like is very crucial when getting higher up in the, like, the figure skating world.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Core strength is key. Yeah. That's definitely number one.
So as you're saying with the classes and stuff, is there a particular days of week that they're offered? Are they offered paired with any other classes that are on the ice, or?
Yep. Yeah, great question. So we have classes right now. We have them. The only day we don't have off ice currently is Saturday, but we'll likely add that soon as well. So Sunday through Friday, we have off ice classes. We have some earlier in the afternoon and some later in the evening. And then we just added some midday classes, at least for the summertime. And we do have a lot of skaters homeschool here. So likely, you know, keep those options as well. But we have some of the times paired with our, you know, around our learn to skate classes and around our freestyle sessions that the figure skaters practice on. So we try to line it up so families can come, you know, come to the rink and get everything done at the facility at once.
Awesome. I mean, it sounds like, I mean, it's fully accessible to do it, and off ice is for sure. I mean, with any sport, like exercising and getting movement down outside of just doing that sport is beneficial in the long run.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We love the skaters to be, you know, if they can be athletes first, we can, you know, progress so much more quickly on the ice, and the skaters will feel more comfortable and confident trying all the, you know, all the things they're asking them to do.
Awesome. Well, thank you for giving me some insight on that and giving all the listeners or viewers insight on that. And we'll make sure to put a link in the bio, or not link in the bio, but link in the description for the off-ice classes. And I definitely will have to make sure to stop by some classes and get some content to share and like showcase that off so people can visually see what's going on.
Yes, that'd be awesome. And our instructors are absolutely fabulous that they have. All come with, you know, years of experience and a wealth of experience. So we get such wonderful feedback on our instructors. So I strongly encourage everyone to try out the classes.
Awesome. Awesome. I guess moving on to some other topics. I know the summer recital is mm-hmm. coming up. How are things going on with that?
Yes. So our summer recital, we're going to host on August 7th at the facility. And that would be open for anyone to watch as well if you would like, or if you have kids that are, you know, starting to learn to skate and, you know, might be interested in seeing what a recital is like. We'll have that. It'll be several hours long. We had a great turnout on the registration for that. It'll be mostly solos and duets. And then hopefully for our next recital, we're able to get back to doing group production numbers as well, which is really fun for the skaters.
Yeah, that'd be cool to see again. I know I enjoy being out there. It gets cold. I need to think better prepare next time for sitting in the rink for a few hours, but it's cool to see skaters that are just starting out and then get to see like the higher level skaters. And just, it seems like a very fun opportunity for everyone to perform and get that experience of being on the ice and having people watch.
Yeah, absolutely. We love the recitals. It's not the pressure of the competition. Yeah, everyone just enjoys themselves. And yeah, it's great.
And then kind of, I guess, piggybacking off of that, of like the facility is extremely special because we have the Learn to Skate and then it progresses all mm-hmm. the way to where there's elite athletes in the facility as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like that can't be like stated enough. Like that's pretty cool, and having those same like elite skaters helping out with some classes and being able to like pass on their knowledge to earlier skaters.
Yes, absolutely. I think this facility is extremely rare, and that we do have that. There's a lot of great training centers around the country, but I certainly don't know of any that have our volume, you know, all the way through from the learn to skate through the high performance. So I think that's so special about our facility. And then it's so fun for the skaters to see, like you mentioned, we have, you know, national, world, team, Olympic competitors, some that were, you know, previous competitors and medalists, and then some that are currently competing still. And then the skaters realize, you know, is that so-and-so? And they realize it's a, you know, a very famous skater that's teaching their, you know, entry-level class. And the coaches are amazing. They're so humble. And, you know, you wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know that they're, you know, celebrities in and out of our sport, but they're just, it's wonderful and great energy to have on the ice, and so exciting for the skaters and great role models for them.
Yeah, I think that's like a good point, that there's not really, like, they are high level skaters, and like, I've been able to sit down, like now being there and getting to understand the sport more, like we'll watch them perform and it's like, they're on TV, they're performing at the highest level, and then you see them at the rink and you wouldn't know the difference until they stepped on the ice, and then they're doing amazing things. So I think that's right. Pretty cool. And
yeah,
it's good to see, I think, for younger skaters to see how they carry themselves too off the ice, and just being humble and working hard.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. I appreciate you coming on and sharing all this stuff. I think you're my second guest in the figure skating side with this podcast. We're trying to create like a more broad spectrum of things. So we'll for sure have more figure skating guests on and possibly have you on again and talk some other stuff. But I appreciate your time and I know you're very busy. But thanks.
Oh, well, thank you so much for this opportunity. Yeah.
No problem. Okay. I'll probably see you around the rink sometime. So.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you so much, DJ.
No problem. And welcome back. I appreciate Michelle's time very much. She's a very busy person. I always see her on the rink or around the rink, always doing something. So for her to take time out of her day to come talk to us, it's very much appreciated. And if the off-ice classes are something that you're interested in, hit the link in the description and check those out. Along with that link, I'll make sure to have all the links for the programs that we're talking about at the beginning of the podcast. But with that, thanks again for tuning in. Whether you're watching or listening, we appreciate it. And I'll catch you next time. Bye.